Mario Kart World, the sequel to a game that sold over 75 million copies, had all it took to dominate the kart racing genre for years. But in 2025, something strange happened. Instead of destroying the competition, Nintendo's brand new game left an opening. And in that tiny crack, Sonic, the underdog whose racing games were always overshadowed, found his chance. Sonic Racing Cross Worlds is thriving. The open beta exploded across Steam charts. Influencers and journalists claim they enjoyed it more than Mario Kart World. Crossover character announcements are going viral across the internet, and fans who skipped the Switch 2 felt vindicated. How is that possible? Sega has been saying for years they want Sonic to compete and catch up with Mario in games and movies. How could, not a big new 3D title or blockbuster movie, but a racing game, suddenly be the one to stand toe-to-toe with Mario? That's not just a video game fan debate. It's a major business case study. I'm Mr. Fascinating, and this is the story of how Nintendo accidentally allowed Sonic Cross Worlds to succeed. To understand why fans were so afraid Cross Worlds would be a flop, you have to rewind to 2019. Sega released Team Sonic Racing, and fans hoped it would compete well with the upcoming Crash Team Racing Nitro Fueled. But it never stood a chance. The timing was brutal. Crash launched just weeks later, pulling the spotlight away instantly. And unlike the incredibly polished Crash remake, Team Sonic Racing looked like a budget side project. The game wasn't awful, but it lacked confidence. Sega stripped away the crossover cast from All-Stars Racing Transform, and removed various mechanics. Team Sonic Racing was dead on arrival, and years passed without a new Sonic Racing game. Fans didn't believe Sega could ever climb back. But then Nintendo made one mistake. Mario Kart World should have been untouchable. On paper, it had everything. New hardware, decades of brand dominance, and the kind of polish only Nintendo can deliver. It was the follow-up to one of the best-selling games of all time, after all. But Nintendo made a risky creative decision. They shifted the series toward an open-world structure, with exploration and intermission paths between races. For some players, it was exciting. For others, it broke the very thing that made Mario Kart legendary. Pure, unfiltered momentum. Critics were receptive. An 86 on Metacritic is nothing to scoff at, but the user score told a different story, a lukewarm 7.0. That's where the truth surfaced. Beneath the glossy reviews, players were quietly frustrated. The pace felt off. The flow state of racing got interrupted by intermission tracks that weren't as fun. Nintendo expected fans to celebrate innovation. They even forced intermission tracks on online multiplayer. But instead, many fans felt like they'd lost the game they loved. Like the sequel they awaited for over 10 years was not at all what they wanted. And here's the irony. In trying to expand Mario Kart into something bigger, Nintendo accidentally created a vacuum. Suddenly, there was space for a game that gave players what Mario Kart didn't. That's exactly where Sonic Cross Worlds' free open beta came in. Cross Worlds was being marketed for a few months, but the open beta would be the ultimate turning point. In an act of insane courage, Sega decided to let players test the game for free on all platforms. It was a gamble. If the game disappointed, word of mouth could have killed it before launch. There would be no chance for the game to succeed. Yet somehow, the development team was hugely confident. You can feel this confidence in the words of series producer Takashi Iizuka. Of course, we don't know the roadmap of Mario Kart titles. However, typically when Nintendo releases new hardware, it's pretty common that they also release a new karting title. So the dev team was somewhat expecting a new Mario Kart to be released soon. Whether or not Mario Kart was going to be released, our goal was to develop the best kind of Sonic racing title. That hasn't changed. Mario Kart World won't have any influence. They released the open beta, and it didn't disappoint at all. The opposite happened. It blew everyone's minds. Player counts skyrocketed, streams flooded Twitch, and the sentiment flipped. Big influencers admitted they were having more fun with Sonic than Mario. Media outlets published headlines daring to suggest that Sonic Racing might actually feel better than Mario Kart World, and that the game validated not buying a Switch 2. The Switch 2 was already controversial on launch, and now fans who didn't buy it suddenly pointed to Cross Worlds as their refuge. You have to remember how huge the Mario Kart franchise is. Mario Kart 8 sold over 75 million copies. A sequel to such a juggernaut, with Nintendo's trademark massive level of raw quality, should have left no space at all for any competition to survive. But Sega didn't outdevelop Nintendo. They didn't outpolish them. They simply outcommitted. Let me explain. Cross Worlds wasn't trying to be Mario Kart's equal. It was trying to be its opposite. And fans noticed. The problem with Mario Kart World is that the game didn't fully please any kind of player. Mario Kart World didn't go all in on either being an open world revolution, nor a pure arcade title like the fans were used to. The game's exploration lacked a substantial progression system to keep players hooked, and intermission tracks quickly annoyed online players. This left a massive kart racing loving audience feeling hungry for a new pure arcade experience, which they were craving for years, and that's exactly what Cross Worlds is. Cross Worlds committed fully to arcade chaos. The game is packed with tight tracks, constant action, and gameplay that rewards expression not through exploration, but through tactile mastery. Sega, by going all in on Crossworlds being a pure chaotic arcade game, accidentally positioned Sonic as the absolute savior for players who felt betrayed by Mario Kart World's new direction. This is a core business lesson. If you leave your audience's demands unattended, someone else will quickly supply them. Sega also made the smartest move possible at the perfect time. Crossplay. Crossworlds doesn't lock players into one ecosystem. PC, PlayStation, Xbox, or Switch players. They can all race together. Meanwhile, Mario Kart World tied itself to the Switch 2, a console many fans didn't even want. This was a major deal. Instead of buying expensive new hardware for a game they weren't sure about, players could jump into Sonic's Racer instantly and with friends. The free beta turned into a movement. People weren't just playing, they were spreading the game to all of their social circles. And once a community feels bigger than the game itself, it snowballs. Sonic Racing Crossworlds transformed from that Sonic racer nobody asked for into the racing game everyone's talking about. Even Takashi Iizuka admitted to the importance of crossplay. He says, "I think crossplay is one of the key features. Being able to play with users worldwide on all platforms is one of the key things we've put a lot of effort into." He also mentions the game's greater depth than most other kart races. Another differentiating factor to Mario Kart, Iizuka says, is the gadget system. This adds depth to the racing, and is something other kart racers aren't doing. The most shocking part? The game still isn't even fully released. If the full launch delivers even half of what the beta promised, this could become the most successful Sonic spin-off in decades, maybe the most successful Sonic spin-off of all time. Think about it. There are even insane crossover characters like Hatsune Miku, Joker from Persona, Steve, SpongeBob, and Pac-Man to keep the game alive. And in mid-September, Sega will strike again, releasing a new free single-player demo to keep interest high. And Sonic, more than any other gaming icon, is the underdog. He's the rebel who was born to dethrone Mario in the 90s, who tasted glory, then collapsed into decades of inconsistency and ridicule. Fans lived through that pain. So when Sonic actually succeeds at something, especially against Mario, it doesn't just feel like a win for Sega. It feels like a personal victory for everyone who still believes. That's why the hype around Crossworlds feels so electric. Fans aren't just excited about a fun kart racer. They're emotionally invested in watching Sonic finally stand tall. And that emotional payoff is something Nintendo can't replicate. Mario has always been the safe choice, the guaranteed champion. Sonic, on the other hand, makes you feel like you're fighting for something every time he wins. That's why fans are celebrating Crossworlds louder than Mario Kart World, because deep down, it feels like justice. No matter what happened, Sega kept on believing there was still room for Sonic to matter. And for once, the world agreed. This isn't just about kart racing video games. It's about what happens when giants stumble. Nintendo left an opening, and Sega, against all odds, actually took it. This success strengthened Sonic's already fast rise in popularity since the start of the 2020s. What started all the way with the first Sonic movie is being continued by Crossworld's explosion. And if this snowball keeps growing larger and larger, Nintendo will have to face a truth they've avoided for years. Mario might not be invincible after all. And if you want to understand more deeply how Crossworlds avoids all of the mistakes of Team Sonic Racing, click this video before it disappears from your screen.